Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Okay, time now to get some recommendations on what's coming up on TV and at the cinema. And we're joined today by TV and radio producer Owen Sweeney and podcaster Fionnuala Jones. Welcome, guys.
Hello.
How are you?
Let's get straight down to it. So the latest Joker film, Folie à Deux. Owen, I have two words for this from other bread. Uh-oh.
Is that hyphenated in one word? Folie à Deux. Yeah, what, as someone was remarking on my way in here, that is the title they've left for Americans, because I don't know if you remember years ago, License to Kill with our own Pierce Brosnan. That Bond movie was meant to be called License Revoked. At least that was the story at the time, and they had to change it because, you know, the word revoked might cause all sorts of trouble. Anyway, Joker Folie à Deux is indeed Todd Phillips' second outing with the Joker. And, you know, I don't know. We talk about superhero movies a lot. This isn't really a superhero movie, but, you know, it is basically the Joker from the Batman series. Yeah. They've gotten progressively more navel-gazing and dour and just more dark and more claustrophobic, and this is all of those things writ large. And Brendan, it's a musical.
It is a musical. They keep saying it's not a musical.
Oh my God, it's a musical. I'll tell you why it's a musical, because I went on Friday night and I thought,
if it cracks like a musical.
Exactly. Yeah. If that's life, is it? And it is three times.
No way.
Oh, the song selection is poor. Anyway, I watched it on Friday night because I thought I'd watch this with an audience. I watched The Substance, Demi Moore, which I highly recommend it, unless you're squeamish. With an audience, the reactions only enhance the experience. It's something sometimes you miss out when you're watching screenings, and etc., etc. Anyway, by the third song, there was an audible groan from one teenage lad, and his date thumped him. So that was that.
So the young incel teenagers are not happy with this.
Exactly.
The last one spoke to them more.
This
Fionnuala,
is
Fionnuala, are you going to save it for people now?
I mean, it's how do you fumble the bag when you have two of the biggest freaks in Hollywood, Joaquin Phoenix and Lady Gaga? And have people come out and say it's boring. You know what I mean? It's just, and it's sad because Gaga is so talented, and I feel like she could have lifted this franchise, and she doesn't even have enough to work with. Like,
I wonder, is she?
The thing is, they underuse her.
I'm not sure she is.
No, I think she is.
One thing she can do is sing, and in this, she's playing a character who kind of undersings. Essentially, they keep breaking into song. It is a musical. They meet each other in prison. They fall in love. Then the trial happens. That's literally the film.
Okay,
don't bother.
Okay, don't bother. There's the line for the poster. On Show Trial on BBC One starts tonight at 9. Mm. This is the second season of this. I actually think I watched the first one. I have no memory of it.
100%. I had to remind myself. Well, I figured I remember vaguely the plot. Can't tell you how it ended. There were five episodes of that. There's five episodes of this. This is basically,
this is a new story.
It's an anthology series, we're calling it. Basically, Show Trial is a good idea. It's a very BBC idea. We'll have a big trial. It'll be trial by jury and trial by media, essentially, in public opinion. And that's really, you know, the twist of this, the device, the format. Like the last time out, which involved students, I think it was in Bristol, can't be sure, we're in Brighton this time. It's an environmental activist. He is knocked off his bike at the very outset. He names his killer as a police constable from the local, you know, Garda station, who's been, it turns out, you know, obsessed with them or harassing them or whatever, not giving anything away. We then follow both lawyers, essentially.
So issues,
we
have,
issues. Yeah. There's citizen journalism, there's protest, pro and anti, there's Union Jacks, there's kind of Stop Climate Genocide is the name of this guy's campaign, and there's a split in that. Michael Socha, as I believe it might be pronounced, is a fellow you'll know from This Is England. He plays the cop who either did or didn't do it. As I say, five episodes. It'll keep you watching, but it kind of drops off. Some of the dialogue is a little on point. And, you know, some of the handling of the media stuff. It's very kind of now, but kind of in an arch, self-conscious way. The two lawyers are good. And as I say, Michael Socha as the charismatic PC who's the accused.
Okay,
is fantastic.
So an enjoyable Sunday night fare. It's
5 weeks.
Okay, that starts at BBC One tonight at 9. Fionnuala, please tell me about the secret lives of Mormon wives on Disney Plus. Where have the Mormon wives been?
Yeah, it's just been renewed for a second season, but it's on Disney Plus now if you want to watch the first season, which is essentially watching this group of women with a complete lack of self-awareness making fools themselves on television, reality TV gold. It follows this group of Utah women who people will know from basically like Mom Talk on TikTok, if you were down that rabbit hole. Basically, one of them in 2022 exposed them for doing this thing called soft swinging. I'm doing inverted commas here, which essentially means that they were all like kissing each other's husbands because obviously they can't, you know, go any further than that, according to their church. They're all members of the Church of Latter-day Saints. And it's kind of their interpersonal relationships and just an insight into a culture that just boggles the mind, and how they're kind of willing to bend the rules of the culture and the religion, essentially. Like, obviously they're not allowed to drink according to the rules of this religion, but they have what, like, it's soda culture, essentially. So they'll go out and get like 16 ounce cups of essentially Coca-Cola with a kilogram of vanilla syrup, and it's just like they need it to start their day. It's love fascinating. If you love reality TV, you love it. If you don't go anywhere like this.
By the way, if people have never seen Big Love, that drama about Mormons, it's superb. You'll find it somewhere. It's absolutely superb. Owen, Mr. McMahon on Netflix, and this is kind of has been caught up with, like, if you like, it's kind of mired in controversy, you know, because of things that have developed outside of the show.
Absolutely. This is, it's getting tongues wagging, to put it mildly. It's 6 episodes. It's on Netflix. It's prime Netflix fare. Does it need 6 episodes? Well, that's a question that they never do. They don't. 4 would have been fine. It's all about, Mr. McMahon is indeed Vincent Kennedy McMahon Jr. And the Jr. is important in all of this. And the Mr. McMahon is important in all of this. It's all about the World Wrestling Federation. If you're of an age, myself and yourself are, World Wrestling Entertainment, perhaps my colleague here might remember it as the WWF, the World Wildlife Fund, went and sued them. So it's now WWE. It's none more American than the Hulk Hogan and the Andre the Giant and the Randy Macho Man Savage of the 1980s. What was kind of down at heel kind of affair, as or fair, should I say, for as I think it is, Hulk Hogan depicts it in the 1980s, the moment it kind of went mainstream, it was beards and beer swilling lads looking for a bit of violence, and then suddenly looked out, the front row was all kids with toy figures of Hulk Hogan and Macho Man. So and it's mega stuff. Now, what they do say at the start, what you allude to at the start, it's all Vince McMahon. It's like when you have a franchise or entertainment or sports entertainment, as they call it here, invested so much in one person, it's never a good thing. Okay. Mr. McMahon is a character. They end up as they say, look, it is a soap opera. It's not real wrestling, but they do get hurt. They're all playing roles, and Mr. McMahon is supposedly Vince McMahon's alter ego. On screen, as part of his TV show, it's all about ratings, he fights his son. Can it get more Freudian than that? His daughter's storyline is, I'm not even going to go to some of the ones she has vetoed.
Okay.
The wife
go
is...
Go on, I want to get her stuff in.
Yeah, there's affairs and everything else. As they say at the start, and this is the key bit that you alluded to, is they filmed 100 hours of interviews in 2021. In 2022... allegations broke about trafficking, sexual assault, etc.
Okay, can we watch this in good conscience?
It's an interesting yes.
Knowing
yes,
what we know, it makes
yes,
it more
you can. The last half hour. Skip to the last half hour if you're bored after 3 episodes.
Okay, Mr. McMahon on Netflix. Fionnuala, let's make this really brief because I suspect it's not good. If there was a Clooney and Pitt film like 10 years ago, it would have been a cinematic event. Now it's kind of like muted release on Apple TV.
Okay. That's the audio.
You could actually just do noises for your review sometimes.
Onomatopoeia. Yeah, this is Wolves. It got and it's Wolf's W-O-F.
Yeah, why isn't it? Yeah, let's
it's,
not get
it's a Tarantino reference, I think. Anyway, okay. It wasn't in cinemas. It's on Apple TV Plus now. George Clooney, Brad Pitt, they're kind of fixer-uppers for crime scenes. And
watchable, surely, is it?
I mean, not really. They're so past their prime. I mean, if you like buddy cop stuff, maybe, but even the younger cast members kind of take all the shine away from them. Okay. I was just kind of like, bored. Like, go do Ocean's 75 or whatever. I don't care about this.
Okay. Is Heartstopper on Netflix better? It's in its third season.
Oh, love Heartstopper.
Now, the word on the street is season 3 isn't as good, I've heard from my sources. It's a bit depressing.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, I wouldn't agree with that. I think it's meatier, and I think they bring it to a place where it's more substantial but still kind of wholesome, and I think they're tackling themes very carefully because obviously this is for like a predominantly younger audience. I thought it was very good. I'd avoided the show for a long time because I thought it was going to be too schmaltzy, sentimental, but I found it like, but I think it's sweet, but fundamentally, yes, but I think it handles everything very carefully and very well without being heavy handed.
So, could this educate people's children, like without 100%. Them having to do it themselves? Amazing. Yeah, okay, yeah. Put your kids on to Heartstopper and avoid some unnecessary conversation. Season 3 up now. Owen, only you. La Maquina or La Maquina? La Maquina, a Mexican. Miniseries.
Yeah, miniseries, yes, yes, indeed.
Disney
yes.
Plus on Wednesday. Is this good, yeah?
This is good. This is my pick of the week, funny enough.
Okay, great.
It is not about the River Plate soccer team of 1940. It is about a boxer, a fictional boxer. All Mexican shows should have a character called Esteban. Esteban is the main character here, played by Gael Garcia Bernal, and his best pal and manager and fixer and a bit of a dodgy character who's a thing for plastic surgery is played by Diego Luna. So if you remember Y Tu Mamá También 23 years ago, this is the two of them back together again. So everyone's fabulous. And Aiza Gonzalez is Esteban's amicably separated wife or divorced wife, etc. We'll find out more. I'm only two episodes in. It is six. It is a bit of crack. It doesn't let up for a minute. It is obviously subtitled. It's Mexican. He is a welterweight champion. He loses his belt at the start and they reckon one more fight. What could go wrong, Brendan? Does he win his belt back? Of course he does. But
so
then
Narcos
it's another
meets
fight.
Absolutely.
Okay. There's mysterious bad guys making phone calls and people have got money on this. Anyway, what's going to happen? We'll find out.
Super. La Máquina, a Mexican miniseries, Disney Plus on Wednesday. Fionnuala, before we go, briefly, there's a Menendez Brothers frenzy, a Menendez frenzy right now. So Monster is the dramatisation and now the documentary is coming out on Netflix on Monday, is that right?
This is going to be October 7th and it's kind of their most extensive interviews, I think, since they were jailed and speaking to Barbara Walters. So it's a lot of in-prison audio and their kind of statements and their perspective.
They killed
and stuff
their
like
parents.
That. Yes.
They say their parents abused them.
Yes.
And there's a kind of a reassessment going on now.
Which is just, it's so bizarre to see Ryan Murphy having this much impact and stuff like that and having Kim Kardashian come out and saying they're innocent and they should be really freed.
So
and
this
all
is
that
a new Free Britney.
That's one way to put it, yeah. Who knows? The case is under review again in Los Angeles. I think this would be, if you're between Monsters and watching an actual documentary, watch a documentary. Like, stop engaging with Ryan Murphy. He's a bad person, I think, and should not be going anywhere near
okay,
to
and
anymore.
For balance, I would say he is not a bad person. He's made some fantastically watchable, brilliant television. And watchable being a compliment. Mm-hmm. It used to be, but it is mm-hmm. these days. Okay, thank you very much, Owen Sweeney and Fionnuala Jones.